Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know, an opportunity to stop for a few moments and listen to God. First, let me read from the Bible. Acts chapter 20, verses 18 to 20. You know that from the first day I set foot in the province of Asia until now, I have done the Lord's work humbly and with many tears. I have endured the trials that came to me from the plots of the Jews. I never shrank back from telling you what you needed to hear, either publicly or in your homes. I want to tell you about something which regularly happens in our home. My son works for a well-known food retailer. When he leaves for work, I'll naturally wish him well, and he always has exactly the same response. I'll do my best, Dad. What's even better than that is that I know that he will. And that's exactly what we're reading in this passage today. We're meeting Paul as he addresses the leaders of the church in Ephesus, and he wants them to know that he did his best. He didn't hold anything back from them. He suffered with them and told them everything they needed to hear, even if they weren't keen to hear it. He had done his best. Paul had spent 3 years with the church in Ephesus, which was a very long ministry for him. He clearly loved them passionately and was always keen to take every opportunity to encourage them. On this particular occasion, he was eager to get to Jerusalem in time for Pentecost, and so he decided not to make the journey to Ephesus, but invited their leaders to make the 30-mile journey to the coast to meet him at Miletus. His speech to them is deeply moving and reveals his deep love for them and his passionate desire that they should be strong in the face of whatever opposition they might encounter. Paul was sure that this was the last time that he would meet with them, and he was right about that, although he had no idea why that was going to be the case. The fact was that when he got to Jerusalem, he was going to be arrested and be sent finally to Rome to face trial. Paul wasn't perfect, and neither are you or I. We all fail. But God looks at us, frail as we are, to do our best. And amazingly, our gracious and loving Heavenly Father will take that and use it to his glory. Let me pray with you. Lord God, we know that we often fail you. Thank you that you're willing to take and use whatever we give to you today. Amen. Thanks for listening. I hope you have a great day and that you'll join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premiere.